upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And that chapter ends in verse 27, so they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. And I think that's for all of our children. I think it's for everybody, for all of us. And when he asked about this, I kind of struggled, I'll be honest. I mean, it's been something that's been on my heart for a while to share on Mother's Day. I mean, my oldest is 13, so I've been doing this for 13 years now. And it has not been easy, especially as of late. But I'd been tossing around some ideas. You know, I've been doing a little looking at the Proverbs 31 woman and what that means, and I was kind of heading in that direction, but it just wasn't coming together. So I started listening to some past Mother's Day messages from different churches. Holly Furtick has done a few through Elevation. I listened to my mom's message a few years ago. And it just kind of started coming together that it really does take a village. It really does take a village. It takes all of us. It doesn't, I can't do this on my own strength. I can't, you know, I need my husband. I need my parents. I need my sister and my brothers and my good friends. And looking back over my life, trying to come up with things that my mom taught me and that my mom taught my siblings, it was a little difficult because to put it on paper, it's like, you know, my perspective is different than what my sister's is, than what my brothers had, than what even my parents, what their perspective is. So it took a little bit to put this together, but I think I can't even say it's an outline. I think I'm just going to kind of wing it this morning. So we'll see how it goes. But some things, there were four major things that I could identify growing up. And it's not all of this fell on my mom. I would say my dad was a big part of this. I would say other women in the church were a big part of this, a big part of who I am today. My grandmothers, my aunts, even my uncles, I mean, all of them, we all have an example in children's lives. We are all an example in kids we may not even know, we may touch. But one major thing that I remember my mom taught us, and still to this day, is responsibility. Responsibility for ourselves, responsibility for our families. All of us, I mean, we all have decent jobs. We are all making it on our own. We're not dependent on any system. We're all able to depend on our spouses and each other. So they taught us the responsibility to have that good work ethic, to earn a living, to earn what we have and not just expect it. She taught us responsibility for our home, and this was a tough one to think about because she wanted things done a certain way. I'm going to tell on her a little bit. She's going like this. Which is not a bad thing. Looking back now, it is not a bad thing to want things done a certain way. Growing up, you didn't want to necessarily do it the way she wanted to do it. I'll be honest. And that's probably why my house does not look perfect today. Because I rebelled. But she taught us responsibility in the home. And she taught us personal responsibility, responsibility for our actions, responsibility for our words. Our words have consequences. Our actions have consequences. But she also encouraged us. I think all of us have some type of musical capability. I wish I would have taken it a little more seriously and I would have taken it a little further than I did, but we can all, to a certain extent, we can sing. We can play some type of instrument. Some of them play more than one, which is pretty impressive. And we got that encouragement not just from her, but from her mom. And our aunts encouraged it. Other women in the church encouraged it. And we did some things that we didn't want to do. We did nursing home services, which it was fun with grandma and grandpa, you know, because then you were hanging out with grandma and grandpa. But we did nursing home services here. I think we did some at Cedar Crest. But doing it, you know, when you're a teenager, it's not that cool. You don't want to be out with your parents. You don't want to be out with other kids, you know. But that's where that encouragement came from. We were singing the hymns. We were ministering to the people in those homes who maybe didn't get that ministry on a weekly basis, didn't get that connection with people that maybe they were used to, of having that church family. Another thing she also taught us was how to be a help in service. And not like a church service like this, but how to serve people. I specifically remember it once we moved up here, that she would, on a weekly, sometimes more than once a week, she would be at the church and we would be helping her vacuum, clean the windows. Sometimes, you know, if it required help with the bathrooms, help with vacuuming, help with dusting, whatever it was. But that was on a weekly basis. And sometimes it was on Saturday night before church the next day. But I always remember, we might have complained. I know there were times that I didn't like it. You know, I didn't want to be there helping clean. But she was teaching us how to be a servant. Not just physically, but how to be a servant to God. How to serve him with our actions and how to serve him with other people. And that really impressed upon me that everything we do, we're not doing it for ourselves. We're not doing it for our spouse. We're not doing it for our kids. We are teaching, we are showing people the love of Christ. And we are showing people what it means to walk with God. And that it's not a gloom and doom, he's going to strike you down, you know. He's not looking to punish you. That it's a walk that can be rewarded with maybe reaching someone who would never see that love. You know, maybe your service isn't here in the church. Maybe your service is out in the grocery store. Just that smile, just a smile to someone. But learning how to serve, and it wasn't just cleaning, it was helping with dinners, it was helping with, you know, different events that the church would hold. It was helping in classroom settings, in Sunday school, children's church. There are a lot of things that I've learned along the way that I didn't realize until I sat down to think about this. But one thing that really struck me is, I think we've all four of us, my siblings, we have all faced hardships. You know, my husband and I are going through it right now with one of our kids. We're struggling. Three of us have lost pregnancies. And though there are some things that just can't be taught, and a couple things that can't be taught is how to deal with that loss. I never felt judged. I never felt belittled. All I felt was her love. But that's not something you can teach. You can't teach how to deal with loss. And not just a baby. It could be a loss of a child. It could be a loss of your spouse. Or even the loss of a parent. Another thing that can't be taught is how to deal with a child who's struggling, whether it's mentally, physically, or emotionally, which is what we're going through right now. But she has been there. She's praying. She's able to answer questions when we have questions about the school setting. She's able to answer questions if we have even if we just need to talk. She's able to how's it going? How is she doing? How are you doing? And that leads me into my final point, is that she taught us faith. We were in church, whether we wanted to be here or not. And growing up, it was Sunday morning, it was Sunday night, it was Wednesday night. And then once we came here, I don't remember too many special services at the other church, but when we came here, if there was a guest ministry, we were here every night. And I was older at that time. When we came here, I had just graduated high school. So I was kind of at that point where I could start making my own decisions. But I was here. I was here serving. I was here because it was important. Through her example of struggles during their marriage, struggles raising us kids, struggles even in the church. I mean, it's not a picnic. Anybody who's been in a church long enough knows. You face struggles. You face hardships. You face resentment. You face disappointment. Even through all of that, she was an example that you don't give up. God is faithful. God is going to be with you. You just have to put in a little effort, and he's going to be there. He's going to show up. He's going to meet you where you're at. He's going to meet that need. May not be on your timeline. It may not be on your schedule or how you think it should turn out, but it's going to happen. And that's one point I need to remember. But faith was the biggest thing that I took from reflecting over growing up, is that your faith walk is important. If you have young kids, grandkids, if you have, maybe you don't have grandkids, maybe you don't have kids, maybe you have nieces or nephews that are young, that are still learning, even if they're older. I mean, I'm 42. I'm still learning. There's nothing wrong with learning. There's nothing wrong with covering them in your prayers. Your kids, their kids' kids, that blessing. There's nothing wrong with covering them daily, sometimes hourly, I feel like, sometimes with our struggles. I'm calling out to God. God, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. I am at my wit's end. But he's faithful. He's going to do it. He's going to walk us through it. He's going to be with us every step of the way. And I know that because of the lessons my mom taught me. And my dad, too. This is a joint message, I gotta say. But one thing, as I was looking at this, just to kind of summarize everything, which we all know, Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So I want to encourage you, if you're praying for your kids, if you're praying for grandkids that have maybe strayed, maybe they weren't raised in church. That's okay. God still has a plan for their life, no matter what it is, no matter where they're at, no matter what they're doing. God still has a plan. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep talking to them. Keep encouraging them. That's what they need. And I don't want to just celebrate just moms. I found a list. Because we know not all mothers have children, and whether that's by choice or whether it's not, that is completely up to them. But remember the soon-to-be mothers who are terrified as well as excited for their first-time motherhood experience. I know three of them personally who are celebrating their first Mother's Day this year with that baby in their arms. Remember the single moms who have to take care of it all, who are working outside the home, who are taking care of the kids, taking care of the bills, taking care of the house. Remember the moms who gave birth but had to make that tough choice to let someone else raise their child because they weren't capable, and they realized that. Remember the mothers who have adopted children and who love them as their own. My sister-in-law is an adoptive parent, and she has three beautiful kids now. Remember the grandmothers who provide love and support and advise not only her children, but her grandchildren. Remember the stepmothers who love and treat those stepkids as their own. Remember the foster mothers who have given a foster child a second chance at having a good family, even if it's temporary. Remember the mothers who have lost a child. Remember the mother who longs to have a baby and hasn't been able to conceive, hasn't been able to realize that dream. Remember the mother of animals, puppies, kittens, and other animals. Those are mothers too. Our fur babies are pretty important. Remember the godmother who plays an integral part of the child's spiritual upbringing. And we didn't have, you know, here we don't necessarily practice godparents. But I know if it wasn't for some other women in my life, Dawn, Linda, Joanne Goodrich, if it wasn't for some of them, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at today. Remember the teachers, social workers, neighbors, and friends who provide guidance. Remember the aunts, cousins, friends, and babysitters who take care of the children when mom isn't around. But most important, remember all the mothers. Remember your own mother. And I added one. Remember the mother-in-laws, because I was blessed with a pretty great mother-in-law, and I'm very thankful for that. So just remember the women in your life, because they could be struggling with something you don't know they're struggling with. Maybe they're struggling with the fact they're not a mom. Maybe they're an important role in their niece's or nephew's life. Just remember them and keep them in your prayers and keep them lifted up. And I wanted to end with a song that goes along with Proverbs 22. And you can get ready to play that. But it just recently was released, and the name just escaped me, but I think Maverick City helped write it. And it's called Talking to Jesus. And it's just the story of watching that faith in grandma, in mom, and then teaching that to your own children. So go ahead. I just want to encourage you. We have some young moms attending now, myself and my sister-in-law and Andrea. And we all have young kids. And I just want to encourage you, if you're not already, just keep us in your prayers. We are living in a difficult time. It is so not like when we grew up. So different. And the struggles are difficult. And we have a lot of wisdom in this room that we can count on, that we can reach out to. Keep us in your prayers. And not just us, keep your kids in your prayers. That would be my encouragement today. If you see someone struggling, reach out. Say, hey, everything's okay. It's okay. We all need each other, right? We're doing this together.
Well, thank you, Heather. Good message. Good message for us guys, too. Faith. Keep the faith. Learning and serving. Amen. That's what it's about. And so let me pray over your giving and close the service. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that it's on the calendar to honor our mothers so that we're always reminded at least once out of the year. But I pray, Lord, that for us, we remember our mothers every day for what they are doing, what they have done, what they have put within us. We thank you, Lord, that you speak through our grandmothers and our mothers to us. I love that song, Grandma's Talking to Jesus, and Now I Am. And it's one of those things, Lord, that just gets passed down. It's a heritage, Lord, that we need much more of in this life that we live today, as Heather shared about. It's a bigger struggle and some harder struggles today, raising children and the things that they're up against. It does take a lot more. And I pray right now for the mothers of today that are raising young children, Lord, that you would give them the stamina, that you would give them the strength, that you would give them the love, Lord, that you would help them in their times as they are nurturing and helping their children to grow and to live in this life and in this world of what we know it as today. And I thank you, Father, for the strength that they need is the strength that you have. And that your strength will never waver, that it'll never falter, and that it will be strong and remain strong. And I thank you, Father, that we can come continually to you in prayer. What a friend we have, truly, with that of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. And I thank you now for the mothers in this room and those that we all know, Father. Special blessing upon them today. In Jesus' name, amen.